You won't be surprised to hear that US President Barack Obama's visit to Prague eclipsed all other news in the Czech Republic and at times the world this weekend. At the centre of everyone's attention was the US President's address on Hradčany Square, a speech in which he outlined his vision of a world without nuclear weapons. So how good a speech was it and how significant was it for Czechs? Those are questions Jan Wellinger put to political analyst Jiří Pehe.
It was a very ambitious speech, definitely. I think that he managed to outline a very courageous plan for nuclear disarmament. Certainly, the fact that he chose to make this speech in Prague is quite symbolic and quite important. Of course, it is a big question to what extent this plan is realistic and can be put into force. But I think that overall, the fact that he came with this very ambitious plan, that he outlined this plan in Prague, is very flattering for the Czech Republic and for Prague.
And as you said there, there are symbolic reasons why Prague was a good choice, given that Czechoslovakia was behind the Iron Curtain for 40 years. During his speech, Mr. Obama also said that the U.S. would stand by the Czech Republic in the future. Was that a message, do you think, for Russia?
I think definitely Obama was trying to make an important point with this statement. It wasn't just a statement that he delivered out of courtesy. I think that the reason was that first he knows that a lot of Czechs are afraid of Russia and various dangers that could come from the East. And second, I think because he's still non-committal on the project of the American radar in the Czech Republic, he wanted to assure the Czechs that even if the radar is not built in the Czech Republic in the end, we still are allies and the United States in the framework of NATO would protect us.
He did mention Article 5, of course.
Absolutely, and that was very important. And this is something that many supporters of the radar missed. They see radar as some kind of additional security dimension for the Czech Republic, something that would add to our security, which it probably would, but at the same time, they very often miss the point that we are together with the United States in NATO, and that under the Article 5 of the Washington Treaty, the United States would come or should come to our rescue with other allies if we are ever attacked. So the fact that Obama decided to emphasize this, I think, is very important.
Just one final point. During his visit, he also met with former President Václav Havel. How significant was that meeting between the two?
Well, I think it was very symbolic, simply because both men represent history. They made history, and in some ways they belong to a very small group of men who will be remembered for a very long time, and they will be subjects of textbooks and so on. So both are already part of history, Havel, because of his role in bringing down communism and serving as a symbol of transformation in Eastern Europe, and Obama because he has become the first black president of the United States, and that is something where they share the common ground.
And that was Jiří Pehe, former advisor to Václav Havel, speaking there to Jan Velinger.